Hey, hey, all right, let's get this thing rolling for this week. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It is May 21st. It's beautiful out, so I'm not going to complain about the fact that it is that dreaded day of the week. We tried to make it as fun and entertaining as possible for everybody slogging to work after a rather beautiful day yesterday, and we have a three-day weekend to look forward to, so it's all good. Let's see. Let's dig into this thing here. Sharon Osbourne, she had a tough weekend. She lost her passport, and the royal wedding, speaking of British people, took place. We had plenty on that. If you have a teenager, there's probably a certain video game that has been taking over your household lately. We addressed that this morning. And speaking of lifestyles, this is a trend we just discovered for middle-aged people in the middle class involving a food and a drug. Plus, it's Monday morning, so we did another Monday morning mashup and this time gave away tickets to see Sting and Shaggy. And it's also a tradition on Monday morning to round up the stupidest people in the news and do away with them with Thin the Herd. Have a listen. It's all in here for you right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
An interesting story. I can only imagine how this went down. So Sharon Osbourne, who I'm madly in love with, I've been in love with her for years, right? Sharon Osbourne was stranded on a private jet because she forgot her passport. Now, I don't know if she was stranded in another country. The story doesn't say where she was stranded. She could have been here in the States trying to take off, right? You know, so let's say she was. Let's say she's here in the States. She's trying to take off. She realizes she doesn't have her passport.
Right.
So she can't get out of the country. She can't land anywhere, right? Can you imagine calling home and what this would be like?
Hello.
Aussie, it's Sharon. I'm stranded at the airport and I don't have my passport. Do you know where it is?
Yes, it's off the table by the pirates anyway.
Where?
Listen carefully, man. It was just stored in the office relation.
Aussie, I'm going to miss my flight. Tell me where my passport is.
Sharon! For the 100th time, it's Rogers Relations, man, on the pirates relation.
Thanks for nothing, Aussie.
You're welcome, my sweet Sharon. Sharon, I love you. I regret that you were unable to locate your passport, which caused you to miss your flight, even though it was right by the fountains, man.
Damn it, Aussie.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
How was your weekend, darling?
Well, you know, I was a little disappointed by this royal wedding thing.
You are? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
The dress was just boring.
Yeah, plain.
Completely.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a photo of it. Yeah, really boring.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and then, you know, and having a veil. Can you imagine what her head must have felt like, right? Having a veil that was easily 15 feet long, right? You know, it's like.
And that big diamond. Now, I did like the diamond tiara.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. I believe that belonged to Queen Mary.
It did.
Right. How do you like that? I took a guess on that one, too.
You're correct. It was the Queen Mary Bandeau.
I have zero to contribute to this. I'm sorry. Carry on.
So, have you seen, did you post it? Did
What's
you
that?
Post the Pippa dress
Oh, yes,
yet?
I did.
Right.
I did.
Have you seen the Pippa dress?
No.
Right. Pippa showed up, Kate Middleton's sister, right, showed up at the wedding in a dress that looked like it was designed by the people at Arizona Iced Tea. It's the exact same thing as the Arizona Iced Tea green tea bottle.
It's delightful.
Nice.
It's like a tall boy.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Have you, does Randy game, is he somebody who plays video games?
No.
All right. Anybody in the house do that?
The kids do constantly.
All right. Are they playing Fortnite?
I don't think so.
All right.
Really?
For those who haven't encountered Fortnite, it is huge.
Yep.
This game is massive, and it's bigger than that 2 weeks where everyone was playing Pokemon Go.
Way bigger.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Way bigger.
Well, according to a new survey, parents are now weaponizing its popularity. Almost 2 out of 3 moms say that they threaten to ban their kids from playing Fortnite as a punishment. Right. But because we like to be on the cutting edge of things, we decided to start a new series here on the John DiBella Show called Teen Talk.
OK. And
Teen Talk today is all about Fortnite.
It's time to check in with today's teens. What it's like to be using the latest tech, gadgets, games, movies, videos, music. It's time for Teen Talk. Today's teen is Brandon from Scottsdale, Arizona. He likes to play online video games. Brandon, you're on Teen Talk. Go ahead, Brandon.
What? Now? No, I'm in the middle of a game.
Tell them about the game you're playing.
It's Fortnite.
Are you talking to other people on that headset?
Yeah, I'm talking to some guys.
Could you and your buddies pause the game and tell us more about it?
Wait, guys. He thinks we can pause Fortnite. I know.
How about a quick lesson about the game?
Okay, Teen Talk lesson of the day, you can't pause Fortnite.
Huh, thanks, Brandon. That was great.
There you go.
Join us next time for another look at the awesome lifestyle of today's teens on Teen Talk.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Did you do anything interesting this weekend beyond, watching, the royal wedding?
I went to a food festival yesterday.
You did?
Yes, in Marlton.
Oh, really?
The exciting town of Marlton.
The exciting town of Marlton? So yes. You decided to pass on the Italian Market Festival and go with that?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Did you do any breeing this weekend?
Breeing?
Breeing? All right. Wait, you're not up on this?
I guess not.
All right. I realize this sounds almost stupid, too stupid to be real, but all right, who could actually make something like this up? Apparently, middle-aged, middle-class women have discovered ecstasy.
Yep.
All right? All right. So let's get some ecstasy music going here. You ready for this? Yeah. But they needed a classier way to do it than just swallowing it, which brings us to breeing. It's just where you take ecstasy and you push the pills into brie cheese, right? And you sit there doing it. Some woman in London started the whole darn thing, and the trend is spreading so much, she's getting random invites for breeing parties, all right? So something tells me that there'll be some bobbies at the door any day now going, arrest that cheese.
Something also tells me that you have never taken MDMA if this is your ecstasy music, John.
Right.
When does the bass line drop?
Right.
Because that is what the ecstasy music should be.
I feel like the massage should be coming anytime.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make it more relaxed atmosphere.
This is ethereal.
I didn't want to go full house.
Well, come on.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
If you have not heard the clip for the Monday morning mashup, it sounds like this. Time to get on the phones, 215-263-WMGK. This could get you tickets to Sting and Shaggy at the Fillmore. Speaking of concerts, of course, the big gig still on its way. August 20th, August 4th. Right, 2018. There we go. I'm getting the year and the date confused. Paul Rogers from Bad Company, of course, with an amazing solo career, an amazing career with Bad Company as well. Jeff Beck from the Yardbirds and Rod Stewart and just Jeff Beck on his own, a brilliant guitar virtuoso. And Ann Wilson of Heart kicking off the party will be the MGK house band Mad Trio. This will be their final bow before we find new house
already?
Band. Already? Yeah. It's already a year.
I can't believe how quick it went.
All right. So if you want tickets, you just go to Ticketmaster.com and get yourself a pair of tickets, or go to WMGK.com to get all the information using the keyword big. (215) 263-WMGK.
Welcome to the Monday
morning mashup.
Boiler mash, I'm sticking in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash.
Slice, dice, chip, chop.
The Monday morning mashup.
The Monday morning mashup. I would say by now, normally I would say if you didn't hear it and then press this button. Something tells me that a number of these people have heard it already. So let's start off this morning with Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. So, Cindy, you heard the two songs. Do you need to hear them again?
We could try one more time. Again.
Okay, sure. What the hell? What are you going to say? What are the two songs that we've managed to put together there?
Power I'm really taking a shot on this. I know the one I believe is Shine On Your Crazy Diamond.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven and Shine On You Crazy Diamond. I have to tell you that is incorrect. Let me try Rachel here. Wow, we got a couple of women already this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning. That's just Shine On You Crazy Diamond parts 1 to 4.
You see we glue two songs together. So if you only name one, then I have to press this button. Let me go over to Joe. Joe, what are the two songs in the mashup? Do you need to hear it again?
Pink Floyd and Bruce Springsteen.
Pink Floyd.
They're artists.
Those are artists. Now I need to know the songs. Okay, we'll call that a no. All right, let's go over to Frank. Frank, do you need to hear it again, the two songs for the mashup?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Oh, man, sounds confident. Frank, what are the two songs in the Monday morning mashup?
I say it's I Shot the Sheriff, Eric Clapton, and Shine On You Crazy Diamond, Pink Floyd.
My man, I have to tell you, unfortunately,
you're a winner!
You are absolutely correct, my brother.
Nice.
That is absolutely right. You've got the Sting tickets.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's all Florida today, folks.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
Check out this brain trust. Last week, a 28-year-old woman named Brittany Ann Clenny took a can of purple paint to a new park that recently opened in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. She caused $10,000 worth of damages by covering the place with love messages to her boyfriend, John. All right, she spray-painted stuff on the side of a wooden dock that had just been installed on the rocks on the jetty that was around the deck that they put out there.
I'm sure that was beautiful.
Put it all over that, too. And then there was this giant column for an overhead bridge. Sprayed it all over there as well. But unfortunately for Brittany, the cops easily were able to figure out who did it because she used her boyfriend's full name in one of the messages and hers as well. It said, quote, John Ryan Wilson, you stole my heart and I love you. Signed, Brittany Ann Clenny. All right, the cops tracked her down on Tuesday. She still had purple paint all over her arms. She's facing a felony charge and a criminal mischief charge as well.
In the herd.
All righty. 32-year-old woman named Jane Marie Rome got drunk at a sports bar in Melbourne, Florida last Wednesday, and now her friend tried to convince her that she did not need another drink because she was already drunk. Well, that got an argument going. So Jane decided she would call the cops. When they got there, she was stumbling around topless.
Okay.
So Jane seems
because
like
nothing
she's
makes your point more.
Right. So Jane must be a good time. And she basically called the cops on herself. When they got there, they asked her why she called, and she explained, quote, freedom of speak.
Freedom of speak?
Then she directed some profanity their way, said she would kill them if they touched her, and threatened to hit them with a big chunk of asphalt she picked up off the road. She's facing charges of disorderly intoxication and threatening an officer.
In the herd.
Moving on to another point in Florida.
Yes, in Indian River County, where 18-year-old Janae Nelsoit and Abigail Crawford were pulled over at a closed gas station. They called a drug-sniffing dog and brought it to the scene, and it immediately went into alert mode. That's when the deputy sensed that Nelsoit had a strong odor of marijuana emitting from her pelvis.
From her pelvis?
Yes. All right. Which he noted in his report that, quote, the average human pelvis doesn't emit a strong odor of marijuana, typically. It doesn't take an expert.
In her pelvis,
yes, her pelvis. Yeah. And it doesn't take an expert in anatomy to figure out where the pot was hidden.
Yeah.
Both were arrested for having pot and some pills stashed in their pelvis.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, I'm not sure. This guy wasn't embarrassed at all when he had to be. Well, let me correct that. This guy must have been truly embarrassed once he sobered up. Cops in Ocala, Florida, got a call last Tuesday night about a naked man outside an apartment complex. Okay. When they got there, they found a 24-year-old guy who was hammered, naked, and desperately trying to have sex with the tailpipe of a car. Okay.
This happens far too often.
And he wouldn't stop trying, all right? Right? He kept trying to get it in there even when the cops showed up, right? Sadly, we don't know what kind of car he was, you know, trying to have sex with. You know, hopefully it was a really sexy import, all right? Eventually, the cops wound up tasing him And when they took him to the hospital, his blood alcohol level was 0.35, which is more than four times the legal limit and up there in potential alcohol poisoning level. He's facing lewd and lascivious behavior charges.
In the herd.
All from Florida.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.